MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Otero County Commission is considering two proposed industrial solar projects, a 100-megawatt solar generation and 100-megawatt storage facility located in an area bordering Doña Ana County. Commissioners also heard a presentation from GreenVolt Power USA on a proposed solar project, which would be built about 3 miles west of Alamogordo. Public discussion and a decision on the ordinance to grant industrial bonds for the project will be brought before the commission at a future date. New Mexico PED officials say the best way to get more kids to graduate is to get more of them to go to school every day, and that means giving students a reason to show up. PED officials are hoping to do that with a new set of high school graduation requirements focused on teaching kids the skills they need to thrive in the real world. Deputy Secretary for the Public Education Department, Amanda Debel, said students will still be required to earn 24 total credits, including 4 units of English and 4 units of math, although Algebra 2 will no longer be required to graduate.
Opened up opportunities for students to make wise choices about their career and make wise choices about their interests and strengths.
And students will still need 3 units of science, 4 units of social studies, which must include some type of financial literacy course.
So students are learning when it's appropriate time about money and their financial lives post and during high school, because many of them are earning money now.
There are still PE and health class requirements, but the biggest change is coming in electives. Individual school districts will get to decide on 2 credit requirements for the students.
For example, we see districts offering more agricultural type electives because they are an agricultural area, or we see additional language courses being added as a requirement.
And the class of 2029 will be the first class to graduate under the new requirements in New Mexico. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.